the fact that we do Korech Bezman Hazeh is a fulfillment of Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel, the fulfillment of the notion of doing a Zeichel HaMikdash. This led the Rishonim to question, how come we don't recite a bracha when we do Korech? The Gemara says explicitly that you make the bracha by the Echilas Matzah, and you make a bracha on Echilas Mor, and then there's no bracha that's made on Korech. And the question is, why not? If this is a mitzvah mid the Rabbanan of Zeichel HaMikdash, so why don't we recite a bracha on this? This was a big machlokes in the Rishonim, what the answer to this question is. So some Rishonim suggested, it was the Yisod, that you don't make a bracha on a Zeichel HaMikdash. And this is very difficult. There seem to be mitzvahs that we have which don't follow that rule. To say is an absolute rule that there's no bracha that's made in a Zeichel HaMikdash is very difficult. We find several mitzvahs that we did with Zman HaZeh which are clearly Zeichel HaMikdash. In fact, we do recite a bracha. The most obvious example is the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. The Mishnah tells us in the Masechta Sukkah that the mitzvah in a Torah of Lulav is the first day in the entire world, and then the rest of the week of Sukkot is only in the Beis HaMikdash. Min HaTorah lulav dikel b'mikdash kol sheva, and min HaTorah you have to take the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash for the entire week of Sukkot, and v'medini yom echad, and chutz l'mikdash, so you only take it for one day. So in the Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash ayakayam, if you didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash, according to some Rishonim, Yerushalayim is considered to be like the Beis HaMikdash for that halacha. If you live outside of Yerushalayim, outside, you're not going to the Beis HaMikdash, so then the only mitzvah that you did was lulav the first day. That's it. You didn't take the lulav at all, after the first day of Sukkot. And then the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Sukkah that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misaken that everybody should take the lulav the entire week as a Zeichel HaMikdash. We don't have the mitzvah of lulav koshiv anymore, min HaTorah, so therefore the entire world should make believe like during the Beis HaMikdash, and once you fulfill the mitzvah because of Zeichel HaMikdash. So the Gemara is quite clear that the mitzvah of lulav the whole week is Zeichel HaMikdash. The question becomes, if it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, so based on these Rishonim by Korech, we shouldn't recite a bracha. But we know that that's not true. We know, everybody knows that we do, in fact, recite a bracha on lulav in chutz l'mikdash. We take lulav in our shuls, bezman hazeh, the whole week of Sukkot. So we do recite a bracha. So how can that be so? That's one mitzvah that seems to indicate that we recite a bracha on zeich l'mikdash. There's another, there is a machlok, as I've shown him, concerning the mitzvah of sefiras ha'omer bezman hazeh. The Torah seems to link the mitzvah of sefiras ha'omer to the offering of the korban ha'omer. So this led many Rishonim to believe, Taisus and others, that the whole mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer Bezman Hazeh is only Midrabbanan, is only Zeichel HaMikdash. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam happens to hold that even though the Gemara does mention that Svar, the Rambam paskins lahalacha, that Sefiras HaOmer Bezman Hazeh is deraisa. But according to those Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, many Rishonim will maintain that Sefiras Bezman Hazeh is only Midrabbanan, Zeichel HaMikdash. But we do recite a bracha on Sefiras HaOmer Bezman Hazeh. So these are all problems for us. I mean, it's hard for us to say that the reason why we don't recite a bracha in Korech is because it's Zeichel HaMikdash. Because after all, lulav, we do recite a bracha on, even though it is clearly Zeichel HaMikdash. In Sefiras HaOmer we paskin, we make a bracha on, even though many Rishonim, perhaps even most Rishonim held that it was only Zeichel HaMikdash. So there's probably another reason out there. There are other Rishonim who give other reasons why Korech doesn't require a bracha. So the other Rishonim suggest that the reason why Korech doesn't recite a bracha is because in effect we already recited the bracha, namely, you just recited the bracha al achilas matzah 5 minutes ago. You just recited the bracha al achilas mara 5 minutes ago. So that bracha, which you said on the matzah maror, is going on the karech as well. It means what is the mitzvah of karech? Karech is basically to do the mitzvah achilas matzah / maror, zeichel hamikdash the way it was done by Hillel and Nezer the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rishonim explained, since you're basically just redoing a mitzvah achilas matzah / maror, zeichel hamikdash, so the bracha that you made 5 minutes ago on the alachilas matzah will cover you for karech as well. The bracha that you made alachilas maror 5 minutes ago will cover you for karech as well. So we assume this pshat. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that one has to be careful of the following thing: that there is a rule in Huchas Brachas. When you make a bracha on a mitzvah and the mitzvah continues for a while, there are different aspects of the mitzvah, so one is not supposed to be mafsik until the entire mitzvah is complete. This is based on a statement that the Rif quotes concerning the bracha of Tekiyah Shofar, that there are two distinct times when the halacha requires us to blow shofar. We blow shofar before Shemoneh Esrei. Most Rishonim assume that's what's called the Tekiyah Demiyushav, when literally one is sitting down because one's not in the middle of, we're not holding the Shemoneh Esrei at that point. Then during Shemoneh Esrei, during the Shatz, whatever the case may be, we blow the Tekiyah Demiyumot. So the Rif quotes that one has to be careful when you recite the bracha of the Shema Kol Shofar before the Tekiyah Demiyushav. that bracha is going to carry over the entire mitzvah, and it's going to carry over for the next 4 hours of blowing shofar during the entire Chazor Sashat. So says the Rif, you have to be careful not to talk, because there's a cloud that you're not allowed to talk from when you make a bracha until you finish reciting, until you finish completing the mitzvah. So since the tekiyas, the ma'umet are also covered by the original bracha that you made several hours ago, one should be careful not to talk, unless, of course, things which are l'tzarech ha-tekiyas, or l'tzarech ha-tefillah, which is part of the mitzvah, but any unnecessary conversation is not permitted because of the fact that you don't want to make a hafsik between the bracha and the gemar ha-mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that the same is true for Karech as well, that since we're assuming, like these Rishonim, that the bracha that you make for Alachivas Matz and Alachivas Mara is not only relating to the Ikra Mitzvah of Matz and Mara, but it's going on Korach as well. So then the bracha is going on Korach, so you're not supposed to talk until the Gemar HaKorach, until after Korach is over. So this is the proper practice one should be careful about, not to speak, unless it's the Tzarech HaMitzvah, the Tzarech the Matz and the Mara, that's okay. But in terms of unnecessary speech, so one should be careful not to talk from the bracha, from the beginning of the bracha of the Alachivas Matzah, until after Korach is over. If the evidence one spoke, so one would not recite a bracha in Korach. First of all, there are some Rishonim who said the reason you don't make a bracha in Korach is because of the Zeich LaMikdash, even though we have questions on it. There are some Rishonim who maintain that. And even if, without that, even in the case of the Rif, if a person spoke between the Tekiyas Tam Yushim and the Tekiyas Tam Umat, so the Yavid, he wouldn't have to recite the bracha over again, because even though Halacha requires that one not speak from the time of the bracha until the Gemar HaMitzvah, that's only Lechatchila. B'diyavid, as long as one started doing the mitzvah, as long as the bracha was chal and not chalas HaMitzvah, so then B'diyavid, one would not have to repeat the bracha. So to over here, if for whatever reason B'diyavid, a person spoke before the end of Korech, so then one would not be required to recite the bracha over again. Lechatchila, one should really be careful not to talk about things until if the Korech is over. The fact that the Halacha requires that one not speak until after Korach is over, so this led to a little bit of a difficult statement in the Shulchan Aruch himself. Shulchan Aruch appears to write that when one does Korach, one is supposed to say Zeichel LaMikdash Kehillah, because after all, the whole idea is Zeichel LaMikdash, so you want to publicize, you want to emphasize that we're doing something Zeichel LaMikdash. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that one should say Zeichel LaMikdash Kehillah. So this poses a little bit of a problem. The Shulchan Aruch himself just got finished telling us that you're not supposed to talk. So how can the Shulchan Aruch then go ahead and tell you to talk? He tells you what to say. He tells you to say Zeichel LaMikdash Kehillah. So this is a little bit of a problem. So the Pasha Pshat, that's not such a serious problem. One could argue that the saying of the Zeichel LaMikdash Kehillah is not really a hefsek, because it's also inyan. That since it is enhancing the Korach, since that's part of the key of Korach, to be Zeichel LaMikdash. So you want to talk about the Zeichel LaMikdash. So one could argue that that's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch didn't consider that to be a hafsik. So even though the Shulchan Aruch did strongly recommend not to talk until after Korach, the exception being this recitation of Zeich LaMikdash Kehillah. The Mishnah Berurah is not convinced that that's true. So the Bir Halacha has interesting chiddush. The Bir Halacha suggests that perhaps it's more appropriate to say Zeich LaMikdash Kehillah after one finishes eating Korach. What do you have to lose? It's also, you're making a statement of Zeich LaMikdash. Why do you have to get involved in the shayla of saying Zeich LaMikdash before the eating of Korach, when it's a potential issue of a hefsek? Just save it till after Korach. So there are different minhagim. There are some who follow the minhag of the Mishnah Berurah, the suggestion, at least in the Mishnah Berurah, that one should hold off with the saying of Zeich LaMikdash till after Korach is completed eating, because that way you don't run into the issue of a hefsek. And there are others who are not concerned. Others who follow what's printed in most of the Haggadahs, to say Zeich LaMikdash beforehand, because assuming that it's probably not considered to be such a major hefsek.